Hello! Hello. All right, anyway, so we are back. We're doing an after show, so I'm paying attention in the chat. Does anybody have any questions about this evil Kickstarter that we're running? Also, OC Remix in general, I'm more than willing to take your questions. Also, if you have ideas for cool shit to do with the funding, we are thinking about that, and we have been, you know, from the beginning if we went over. But if anybody has really badass ideas to implement, we are all ears. Give me, you know, we. LOL, evil OCR. Yes, Dustin, evil. So, no, I don't know. I was just sticking around to see because, you know, the controversies, you know, about the OCR Kickstarter. I don't see any big, like, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to, like, fly to Japan and hang with, you know, Uematsu with the money? Or, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen anything crazy. So, I mean, if there's nothing, we'll just chill and chit the chat.
They want to know what color Ferrari you're getting.
What color Ferrari? I don't know. I was going to get, I mean, I have a silver Honda Civic with a broken transmission right now, but
you gotta push it.
Yeah, I know, right? I'll push it to get it colored. So it's just like, you know, who cares as long as it's got rims, you know, it's spinning. Got spinners on it, you know, chromed out rims and
Are
stuff.
Spinners even cool anymore? I don't even know.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, man. Maybe I'm behind the times, but you know, some of the spinners still look pretty badass. So it's all good. Lion Tamer should get a Ferrari with a bunch of lion decals. Sure.
Ferrari.
Like a furry, you know, furry Ferrari. Even though my name's Lion Tamer, but I'm definitely not a furry or in down with any of that. I'm sure there are people in the chat that are like, you know, yiffing and whatever that means. Whatever that means.
I hope not in the chat.
I'm like an old man when it comes to that. No hate. DJ Mokum was like, you know, I don't know what that means. Maybe he's like down with the furry style, which is all good.
I don't totally, think you know, so. I don't know.
I don't know, but stuff
you,
is.
You gotta tame them lions.
Owed a cat probably with it.
No, not really.
There's a cat. I think the Kickstarter.
Just because she owns a million cats.
The furry costumes. Yeah, we could. I mean. Does anybody have any serious ideas or anything like that? That's not to say we don't have any ideas. It's just sort of I'm surveying to see if anybody actually had an idea that is
There is some concern about using the project funds for something else other than this project in particular. I don't think that's really that big of a deal because it's like you got 60,000 here. You can't use 60,000 on one project. There's just no way.
Yeah, no. I mean, well, you know, you never know. That's why, like, I almost don't want to say that because you never know. I mean, it could literally be like, you know, we get Shiro Hamaguchi to orchestrate it. Mm-hmm. You know, who the fuck knows? I don't know, but you know, Yeah, Dusk says create physicals of every single OCR release, all of them. Well, I mean, you know, do you really want like a CD of like Hedgehog Heaven or you know?
You know that album looks good at least. At least yeah, it would be really nice looking.
It looks awesome, but no, there were some cuts on there, but yeah, I know Rick,
there are
I know
a few.
I know Richter is like, yeah, I apologize. Like he just says he apologizes. And then for us, we're like, well, you know, it was good for the time, you know, it was. You know, did its thing. You know, probably now it wouldn't make it, but I mean,
got some good analog cuts on there at least.
Yeah, analog came. Oh, definitely. Yeah, analog came through. Mm-hmm. Project Chaos. Yeah. Okay. Duly noted.
Chaos. I want one for my project, but you already know that. And
yeah.
That's kind of, you know, self-serving. I won't be the asshole who does that.
What Ninja Turtles or summoning? Yeah.
No, Ninja Turtles.
Summoning Spirits would like, oh my god.
Summoning Spirits would be beautiful in a print run, but I don't think it's feasible.
Yeah. How about giving the excess money to a charity? It depends what the charity would be. I don't know. I mean, we're using it in a nonprofit way, so I mean, you know, I would hope no one has an inherent problem with us keeping it, but we'll see. I mean, could be a part of it. And you know, I did see a Kickstarter that I really would have liked, you know, we're not going to get the funding, you know, it was a Kickstarter that started earlier than we did. I'm not saying I have any pull to do that, but there was a Kickstarter about the power of music and in terms of increasing cognition of elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
who are normally not in good shape, you know, but when they hear music, they're a lot more cognizant of their surroundings. They're able to have discussions. It sort of like triggers stuff off in their brain. But anyway, it was a documentary called Alive Inside, and they're trying to raise $50,000. A real charity, Larry. Yeah, OCR is not a charity. We're just a not-for-profit, you know, type of organization. But but when people say, like, you know, print up more albums and, like, do more things like that, yeah, I mean, that's certainly the kind of thing that we could do, like, print something that isn't FF6, but, you know, down the line, if we have, like, a mega blockbuster project, we don't need to necessarily do another, you know, we wouldn't need to do another Kickstarter or anything like that. I don't think Kickstarter is going to become, like, the option du jour of how to, like, you know, do things at OC Remix. I would, you know, I'd hate for it to be that way.
Yeah.
Not even because it's unethical or anything, but, like, we didn't plan to raise that kind of money. Like, I don't think anyone, you know. Well, There were a lot of naysayers, like, on the forums, like, you should have realized you would have gotten that kind of response from the thing. And, you know, no, we didn't. Like, why would we think that? I think the closest analog we had was Zelda Reorchestrated. Yeah, they did the Twilight Symphony thing, you know, to do orchestrations of Twilight Princess. And they had a goal of $18,000 and ended up at the very end, they finished really strong and I'm not sure if it was like in danger of not making it, but in either way, as far as I remember, it was kind of close near the end, and then they made a big push. But they ended up getting $24,000.
Yeah.
So when we thought of doing the Kickstarter, the high water line was $24,000, which is like that's what, you know, because it was, remember, it was Zelda. It's like a big deal, mm-hmm. big franchise. And so to us, it was like Zelda is a huger franchise and a big deal. So nobody – I don't think anyone thought we'd get above $24,000. And when we thought about what the costs were, we actually decided to go with $15,000 instead of $20,000 because maybe people would think it was too douchey to ask for $20,000 and have, like, larger studio costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, you know, we kind of – we pasted out and thought, okay – you know, $1,000 left over for modest studio costs, and hopefully that's cool and nobody will be mad. And it turns out we made a lot more. So, you know, we'll see. But I just want everyone to rest assured. And, you know, I don't think anyone's like mega mad or anything, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to waste the money. We're not going to steal the money. We're not going to, you know, embezzle the money or misappropriate the money. We'll figure out what to do. And we're actively, you know, discussing it. And we want to do cool shit with it.
Oh. I was going to ask, do you want to reveal what you're officially going to reveal tomorrow? Do you want to talk about that?
No.
No? Okay.
I think it's pretty obvious from the clue that we put up on the Kickstarter what it is, but I'm not going to be, you know, la la. But I think anybody that's following it and saw the update number 3 with the logo on there, I think they know what's going to happen for what we're going to give, and I think it'll I think a lot of people are going to be very happy.
Yeah, there just seems to be some people who are thinking, like, they'll have to I saw some people were thinking they'd have to, like, up their donations to receive it.
Mm-mm.
No.
No. And I will say this, though. Sorry, I'm eating pasta now because my wife is a bomb. Thank you, beauty. Is it a secret to everybody, or is it? Is that like a, isn't that like an inside joke, or what the hell? Or
it's a secret to everybody from Zelda. Zelda 1.
Oh, yeah, anyway. Yeah, I hate, anyway. Yes, I hate you. Mokrum, hate you.
He doesn't really hate you.
Yeah, of course not. Well, that's obvious, but... Oh, was that not obvious?
I don't know. Making sure. So.
Oh. Yeah, people get... It's the internet, and I'm sort of a dry voice because we did a long show, but no, I love DJ Mokrum. I think the one thing that was kind of weird at the beginning with it was people assuming that, you know, if we hit the 15,000 goal, right, that literally any dollar above that we're going to keep, you know, for even for the website. It's like people are like, oh, okay, so now you have like $45,000 for the website. No, we don't. We're going to, like, make the project better. We're going to, like, take it on a level that, mm-hmm. you know, is beyond the initial goal, because, you know, that's what we got funded for. So let's not get it twisted. Like, we're going to totally fucking rock this shit out.
And you gotta remember, too, that you're going to lose about 10% of that funding thanks to Kickstarter fees and Amazon fees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 8 to 10% gets taken out. It gets taken out? Jesus. Horrible.
Wow.
Taken out. So, yeah, no, we'll see what we're left with. I think the announcement, I think for anybody that thought the 50 reward level was kind of steep, which, you know, to be quite honest, I've really not seen many complaints about. I know people have brought it up. I kind of felt that way, and believe it or not, you know, based on the math that other people are coming up with, literally when we did price it out, it was kind of like, oh, Jesus, that's kind of tough to do it for 25. So it made more sense to do it that way with the 50. Mm-hmm. But if now that we went above and beyond, I'm not eating cereal. I'm eating pasta. if you did the 50, you're not going to regret it on any level, because
you're upping the rewards.
We're upping the rewards, dude. So
yeah, some people don't seem to understand that.
Well, whatever, dude.
The rewards are going to get sweeter.
Yeah, the rewards are going to get sweeter, and we're going to see. Like, again, you can holler at me, like, if you have an idea of something you want to see. Some people brought up vinyl. I don't know, man. Like, do you know anybody, Kyle, that's ever done? Well, I know vinyl? We know, like, Retro City Rampage had vinyl, and Mega Ran's done vinyl.
Mini Bosses did vinyl.
Yeah, we know people that have done it, but I mean, do you know what the costs are that go into it, or?
I don't.
I didn't even know people would want it. Like, do people want that?
I think there's like enough audio geeks in our community who would want a vinyl.
The thing that's tougher, though, is this is a 5 discount. And this is a 1 discount.
Yeah, it's gonna be. You're gonna have like.
I don't even know
how much you can fit on a vinyl. It's gonna be pretty. It would be pretty extensive.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that would work at all, but. I'll just acknowledge that we saw that. So, I mean, but we know nothing about the logistics of doing that, so we'll have to look into that. But I do not know, bro. I do not know. Overcoat saying he's seen plenty of 4-disc records, so.
Hey, Overcoat.
Hi, Paige.
Yeah, Paige says hi to Overcoat. That's some old-school VG frequency stuff. Mokrum is asking if Weimatsu did a track on this project. Hell no.
Unfortunately. Maybe you could afford to pay him now.
Yeah, right. No, hell no. But if that ever came up, believe me, we would, you know, if it came up in a practical way, like, yeah, you know, he liked meeting us in Baltimore and he'd be willing to do it, that'd be crazy. We'd totally do it. I mean, who wouldn't, you know? Who the hell wouldn't?
Exactly, yeah.
So now I just want to talk about the Kickstarter right quick. I mean, just chilling, you know. I am going to eat with my wife, who's asking if I'm going to eat. So my wife is lovingly. Oh, well, thank you. So, yeah. I mean, if anybody has questions, holler at Larry Lair. I will answer your questions. It's cool. If you have ideas, I will definitely be the receptacle of ideas. That is cool. I don't know how we're going to use those funds, but we're going to use them in a good way to enhance the album. And, you know, stay tuned, because we don't know what it'll be, but it'll be good. We didn't even think it through that hard. Not like that, but, you know, I'm talking about the after effect. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to get 4 times what we asked for. Yeah, okay, I'm sure we planned for that. So we'll figure it out, yo.
Tell the people what you have for dinner. Well,
I like how my wife just like, okay, she's just taking over. She said, tell what you're having for dinner. Tell the people.
What you're having.
You say what we're having. Now you become a mute. Get out of here. What are we having? You can explain it better.
The whole reason why I want you to tell the people what we're having for dinner.
Oh, is to put you over.
Yes.
Okay, listen. So, all right. So my wife made pasta with food in it and cheese and meat and tomatoes. What's in it? I don't know. And she also did. We also have some fresh tomatoes that has stuff on it. What's your comment, Beauty?
All right. So it's organic heirloom tomato.
Oh, this sounds... Okay, listen. You know how I said I was mega lib earlier? This definitely confirms it, apparently. We're having organic heirloom tomatoes. Go ahead, continue.
Which someone grew for us.
Which, yes, yep. Family friends grew for us.
So I wouldn't necessarily buy this stuff, but it was given to us. It's very tasty. With turkey Italian sausage.
Oh, not that regular beef kind or whatever, pork kind, whatever.
In a vodka cream sauce.
Oh, booze sauce.
With rotini and spaghetti, which gives it this nice little texture.
Oh, did you hear our iPhone go off? First world problems. Here we go. Continue.
And sprinkled with mozzarella cheese.
Oh, dude, not even mozzarella on top, but sprinkled, son.
And for the salad, more organic heirloom tomatoes. It's a Caprese salad.
You remember Capri Sun drinks? This is like that, but a salad.
With buffalo mozzarella, extra virgin olive oil, balsamic vinegar, sun-dried tomato and rosemary salt, flavored salt, and capers.
Dude, this is all Kickstarter funded. Just letting you know, all Kickstarter funded. You remember the Capri Sun? Stuff like that. Remember the drink in the pouch, like the silver pouch that had like the orange on it? That's like pouring it into the thing is totally it.
Yes.
Why is Knox saying Caprese is not Capri Sun? It is, dude. It's the same stuff.
Let's see.
Same stuff.
Oh, Dusk is saying, tell us about the food you got from your hipster store, you dirty socialist commies.
What did it say? What? Tell me all about the food.
Tell us about the food you got from your hipster store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. He's just joking. These tomatoes, they were grown in a field in the middle of Georgia, where the only rain that is allowed to fall on these tomatoes is purified rain through special filters put in the trees so that only purified rain trickles down and waters them. And they're
purified koala urine.
That's used as fertilizer, yes. And there's speakers set up to play classical, upbeat classical music.
Oh, shit.
Sort of like Genius Baby's music.
Oh, Mozart, baby Mozart.
Right. All day, 24/7. Then the tomatoes are massaged for an hour each day.
Oh.
They're massaged by an expert tomato masseur.
Tomato soup masseusery.
Tomato masseur. And finally, their coats are brushed with dew that grows on the leaves of trees at Mount Rainier.
That's wonderful. You have to be a local to know where that is, but yes.
That's
yes.
In Georgia.
Yeah, where is that?
I think it's in Washington State.
Oh, Washington State. So we brushed with dew imported from Washington State all the way to the other side of the country.
Because of the Georgia. Mineral content of Mount Rainier.
The mineral content.
Which is unique in the world.
Dude, like, if you've ever played Princess Tomato in the Salad Kingdom, this is like the game come to life in dinner form, dude. Like, I'm eating Princess Tomato. I'm eating the Salad Kingdom. I'm eating it. Like, I'm licking it.
And now Otakata is saying, body massage. Who wants a body massage? Body massage receipt, go!
We will have pork.
I'm a computer. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we will have pork chop sandwiches later this week.
Who wants a body massage?
But anyway, so I'm going to roll out. I'm going to continue to enjoy the Mount Rainier mineral tomato dew prism. And roll out, but no, I had fun. Who wants a body massage? So, anyway,
jump and shoot, man.
What?
Mega Man.
Oh yeah, damn Ego Raptor.
I tell you what, if you want these special tomatoes that I've just described in such great detail, I'd be happy to also sell you a car. It's in great condition. It's a Honda Civic 2001. Doesn't need a new transmission at all.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah.
Does it work if you put it in neutral and roll it down a hill?
Works if you put it in neutral and roll it down a hill. It's also got an OC Remix license plate. And I'm going to bling it out. If you've seen it at MAGFest, it's got the OCR license plate. And so I'm blinging it out.
I'm not surprised you have a car with an OC Remix license plate on it.
Well, I'll tell you the story, right? So, in Connecticut, the license plates have 6 letters on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to DMV in Georgia to get my license, I was filling it out. I was just going to take whatever, you know, random letter number combination they gave me. And I look at the form, and it had 7 spaces. So I asked, I'm like, oh, is this 7 spaces? And they said, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, wow. So I did it.
Perfect.
It's awesome. It costs a lot of money to you pay a fee if you get a custom license plate, you know, like a vanity plate. And so that Kickstarter money is definitely going to go to continue funding that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think it's that you think DJP would have that license plate?
No.
No.
He just runs it. He's not like a nerd for it. So.
Oh, okay. He doesn't really care.
He doesn't care.
Doesn't that suck?
He doesn't care about the people the way I do. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true.
He doesn't care about the ribble rabble, the plebes.
Bling it out with Kickstarter money, says Dusk.
No, I plan to. It's got a silver paint job. I'm gonna get chromium. I'm gonna get it like chrome, like you know those comic book covers they made in the mid-90s, dude, with like the chromium. Mm-hmm. Or like the foil.
I'm gonna get the
whole car covered in hollow foil. So it's gonna look awesome, like in the light. It's gonna be whatever color, like every color in the rainbow, dude.
Is it gonna be like one of those weird hologram things where if you move it to the side, it shows one thing, and then you move it to the left, it shows a different one?
Yeah. Oh, the lenticular? Yeah, lenticular. So
that's what it's called. I forgot what it was called, lenticular.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm going to do it. So, I'm ready.
Larry's Honda after the Kickstarter is going to turn into an Aston Martin.
I'm going to see.
Yeah, Vanquish. I'd take a Vanquish. I'd take an Aston Martin. Those are beautiful cars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my car now after the Kickstarter.
You got the Aston Martin name.
Hold on, let's see if she likes it. You like that?
Well, it's an Aston Martin.
It's very British.
British.
It would make me feel like we were riding around with James Bond, so yes.
Okay, she approves, so all right. That would be acceptable. How much is that? Can anybody find out how much that is?
Aston Martin Vanquish is a lot.
Yeah, give me a manufacturer's suggested retail price.
Let me see the cost here. I'm looking it up.
I'm pretty sure with the Kickstarter we can now afford anything. So.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you could afford MSRP of $180,000 to $195,000.
We'll just increase like the we'll print more albums. just increase it.
Print 20,000 albums.
Yeah, we're just going to print more albums. And what do you think?
I'll give them some massaged tomatoes.
Oh, okay, yeah. We'll throw in the massaged tomatoes. If you donate $180,000 to it, like that's the new tier. I think Snapple Man was mad that we quote-unquote added the 10,000 tier, even though it was there from moment one. Mm-hmm. But we can add the $180,000 tier. And so if you do, we can buy the new official car and, you know, you will get the tomatoes, though. We promise you that.
I'll massage them wearing nothing but an OC Remix shirt.
Wow. What the fuck? And my wife is like, I'm for sale, basically. She said, she'll give you massage. That probably carried over.
Is it massage the tomatoes?
Oh, she'll massage the tomatoes. All right. Ah.
Anyway. Dust thinks we're not doing a Kickstarter for the Turtles album. I'm just saying that right now.
Yeah, 200,000 tier. I will give, like, man or woman.
Body massage.
Doesn't matter how they look. I'll give them a full body massage. For the 200,000 for the Kickstarter, I will. Straight up, I totally would.
Serious?
I'm serious. If that was their twist, I'll fucking do it. You got it.
You gotta have some of that Larry oil.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Allowed to trade sexual favors.
I would do that. Well, there wouldn't be any sexual favors. You can't trade sexual favors on Kickstarter. Well, I mean, that wouldn't happen. I'm just saying, just a massage.
For 200K, you know, it better have a happy ending.
I'm saying, just rub their neck a little bit. It's not like, you know, come on now. Let's not get it twisted.
You said a full body massage.
Well, yeah,
their
neck
isn't their body. It's not their whole body.
I don't think anybody means full body massage, like in the taint or something. Like when you... not that full. Like, not that full. I got my wife to crack though, so that's totally worth it. She's just looking at me like,
Dusk expects his full body to be massaged.
Anyway, so I'm gonna get going, but I gotta get going because we gotta eat dinner, and I'm gonna give my wife a full body massage. So I am out, full every part. You know it. Gotta roll. She's like, ow! 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 Come on, man. It's my shoulder.
You're gonna die now.
Supposed to be my life partner.
I expire in hotness.
No, you do not expire in hotness, apparently. That's so mean. Ow.
Hey, you're the one who said it, Larry.
Hey, shut up, Kyle. You're not defending me. Doofus. Idiot. Anyway. No, okay, I'm out. But it was great. It was great doing the little after show, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, man.
All right, have fun. Bye, NGI. I'll see you next week.
I'm out, too. I'll see you guys later. See you next week.
Hey, posse out.
Yeah, yo, you sons of bitches. So,
How you do? Hey, what?
Why does everyone think I'm some sort of female?
Yeah.
If you want to see me let the entire audience down.
Be here every week, Saturdays, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Hello, caller, WMRE, what can I do for you? How are you doing?
Yeah.
Who the hell is this?
Yeah.
Who the hell?
What?
Oh my gosh, I just hit the microphone.
It is so good to talk to you.
Oh, God.
No, listen, listen, everyone's calling because you put your number on the hotline.
What hotline? What
yes,
the hell?
I got excited. I said, oh, do you want an OG? You know.